The message of Christ's birth is quite simple and yet world-changing. It is a definitive statement about who God is, about who God has chosen to be. And that's really the only question that matters. There are many people, especially today, who believe and know God at all, and God help them. In a world such as we see out there today, how could you deal with it without a God? The false gods have all crumbled. Military power has proved to be useless. Economic might has led us teetering to the edge of a worldwide depression. All the false gods that people have built have been shattered and the dust blown away. If there is no God, there is no help for us. Many other people believe in a God, but they believe in a God like a watchmaker. The God who built the world, set it in order, created the rules for it, and leaves it alone, and doesn't much care about it. The unmoved mover of the philosophers. And what good is that? What good is a mover who is unmoved by human suffering, who is unaffected by human love? Many more, thinking themselves to be very religious, believe in a God who relates to them more or less the same way the IRS relates to you. Going over your records, looking for a mistake, looking for a loophole, looking for an excuse to drop a rock on you. That God does more harm than good. People run around in fear, afraid that they have transgressed some rule and that God will get them for it. Or, perhaps even worse, convinced that they only have transgressed no rules and that God is going to drop a rock on everybody else. That God doesn't help at all. The Jewish God, however, is not unmoved. The God of Israel cares. The God of Israel loves. The God of Israel reaches out to God's people and makes a covenant. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is a God we can believe in, a God we can rely on, a God we can count on to be with us. And what the news of this night does is to say that not only is this God the real God, we hadn't guessed the half of it yet. God not only makes a covenant with us, God goes that one better. God sends God's own Son. God speaks God's own word into human flesh. The word that was with God before the world was created has become a helpless human infant. In an obscure corner of the Jewish world, an even more obscure corner of the Roman world, laid in a manger, a feed box. We say manger because feed box sounds a little too, in a stable. Have you ever been in a stable? They don't smell good. Animals are not known to clean up after themselves with particular care. In a stable, laid in a feed box, starting at the very bottom, the incarnation, the becoming flesh of the Word, begins in a feed box in a stable. God has completely poured out God's self. The Word of God has completely poured out itself already in taking on human flesh. And this is just the beginning. This child will grow. This man will speak of God and rattle cages to the point where he will die, even die on a cross for us. The complete self-gift of God in God's Son into our humanity, even unto death on a cross. The beginning of that humanity in a feed box, the end of that humanity on a cross. And yet it is not the end, because God raises up that Son, and that Son lives. And that Son is preached in this gospel and received at this table. That Son is with us yet. God has given God's self totally and completely to us. The Word has become flesh without exception, without limit. He has become completely who we are. And as a result, we can become completely who He is. Because He has shared completely in our humanity, we can share completely in His divinity. Because the Son has become one of us, we become the daughters and sons of God. That raises our heads. That lifts up that rod off our back. That fills our eyes with hope and our arms with strength. We can confront whatever is out there, and we can give as we have been given too, because we know that God has given first, that God has given completely, that God has given us Jesus the Christ to be fully who we are, that we may be fully who He is, that we may be in Him the daughters and sons of God. That is who our God is. That is what our God does. That is who we are. And we see it tonight, lying wrapped in swaddling clothes in a feed box. Merry Christmas.